The scripture reading is a familiar text, and I think that makes it more difficult because we stumble into the sin of familiarity and we don't hear the word that is presented to us. But I invite you to open your hearts and your minds and your ears and listen beyond listening and allow the word of God to find you where you are on your journey today and in this hour. Now, when Jesus came to the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do you say is the Son of Humanity?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say it is Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the great prophets." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him and said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this, but God in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered them, the disciples, not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The perplexing word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It is odd to me that Jesus does two things in all of the Gospels. And by the way, in case you're on Jeopardy, all of Paul's writings happened before the Gospels. And they weren't going to write the Gospels because everyone thought that Jesus was coming back in their lifetime. Scholars believe that Mark was the first of the Gospels and that Matthew and Luke probably had a copy of Mark in front of them. This story is only told twice in the Gospels, in Matthew and then again in Mark. And the entire Gospel hinges on this story. When Jesus is finally revealed to the disciples, then we start this journey towards the cross. Everything else changes. And it's called, scholars call it the messianic secret, that Jesus really, really, really needs the disciples to get this fact of who he is. Because one day he's not going to be here. And it's going to be their job to proclaim the good news, the gospel, to the rest of the world. I find it interesting and funny and fascinating and comforting that Jesus said to Peter, "On you I will build my church." It wasn't because he was an especially nice man. He was a hothead. He was always talking before he thought. He was always doing before he thought. And yet Jesus saw something in this man who bumbled through life, who misspoke all the time, who did everything wrong. And it's to him, Jesus said, "I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom of heaven." And I kind of find that comforting. And I find it weird because it's like if you had a 16-year-old that just learned to drive and you knew that they were crazy, and you knew they'd drive 100 miles an hour, would you give them the keys to the car? And that's what Jesus did. He gave the keys to the kingdom of heaven to Peter and said, "On you, I will build my church." Up until this point, the disciples really don't get who Jesus is, which is fascinating because everyone else does. when someone brings a person to Jesus and they are filled with demons, the demons say, "What would you have to do to us? You, the Son of God." The demons know. And Jesus says to them, "Shut up." Last week we talked about the Canaanite woman. Jesus was in a foreign land and she knew who he was. She kneeled before him as though he were the king. She knew who he was. Everyone knew who Jesus was except the disciples. So we're constantly saying, when are you people going to grow up? When are you going to get it? Your pilot lights flickered. Jesus is standing right there. Do you know who he is? But just when I want to say those words, then I hear Jesus saying to me, "But Victor, who do you say I am?" A little harder. Who do we say that Jesus is? This is not just because we're an open and affirming church. This is not a pagan church. And UCC does not stand for Unitarians Considering Christ. This is the United Church of Christ. This is a specifically Christian church. But we tell the world who Jesus is every single day by our actions, by our words, by how we treat each other, and how we treat people in the world. That's how you proclaim who Jesus is. If we can't treat each other well in our diversity, we don't stand a ghost chance out there in the world. In the world that's always telling us we're wrong, not good enough, too fat, too skinny, too ugly. We don't stand a chance. But when we know who Jesus is, when we choose to follow this one who gives us crazy, crazy teachings, like turn the other cheek, pray for your enemy. If you have faith just as big as a mustard seed, you're going to move mountains. That's the power that we have been given to change lives, to be healers and lovers for each other. Who do you say Jesus is? What are your words saying? What are your actions saying? Yesterday, the leadership council met, and we are beginning to talk about what it means to be the church. And interestingly, today's reading, and there's only one other place that the word church is mentioned in the Gospels. Only one other place. Paul talks about it a lot, but only twice in Matthew. No other place. We've constantly struggled about what this means to be children of God and to do good in the world and to work for those who don't have a voice. And so I asked leadership council to fill out this sheet of paper, and I'm going to have it out there next week for you. And I asked them four questions. What do you love about this church? Be specific. What would you like to see changed about this church? Be specific. Are you willing to help lead that change? And what do you want to see never touched? What are your sacred cows? And I was reading through them, and for the most part, there were these themes that came up. And I'm going to put it on the bulletin board so that we can all have a conversation on the bulletin board about who we want to be as a church. It was interesting. One would say, what do you want to see changed? It was the charge and benediction. And on the other said, what do you never want changed? It said, the charge and the benediction. But that's what it means to be the church, that we struggle together in love. And there can be so much energy and creativity that happens. So as we form together, and as you begin the very beginning of your search process, ask yourself the most basic question. Who do you say Jesus is? Not from your words, but from your actions. And how can we continue to be the church and proclaim that Christ is our Lord together? it is my prayer that you will pray with me, and we will struggle in that one thing, finding out who Christ is and learning to be the Christ in the world. Think about it.